Howdy, this is Shannon Kringen, Goddess Kringen, Seattle. It's February 25th, 2024, and I'm wrapping up some pet care with a dog and some kitty care and some freelance. I have a romance with a freelance dance. Your chance for romance is enhanced by your stance. I just wanted to check in and say I've just been updating my YouTube channel. I added the 5 or 6 tracks of music that I created with Claxton Kent. That was a while back and in Portland, Oregon, about 10 years ago, actually. And I forgot I had them on Bandcamp. We did an album called Synchronicity. And we have songs. I'm going to mention off the titles because I'm really excited to get more into music. And the Bandcamp, the Goddess Kring Bandcamp, we have Carrot Synchronicity, Windsong Spiral Drive, Stacks of Water Seed, Portal Vortex, Infinite Intricate Patterns, and Clean Slate Island. That's music produced by Claxton Kent and Goddess Kring. And then we have Goddess Kring produced by Superflower from Interactive Jack Records. We have a new Goddess Kring album coming out called Kring Flowers. And it's going to have at least 11 tracks on it. We have Dumpster Diving Boots, UFO Camera, Cancel Culture Vultures, Slow Down, The Story of Goddess Kring, New Year Revolution, Distracted by Reality, 11 Electronic, Banana Split. Those are some of the names of the songs I created with Dave Flowers. And I'm having a lot of fun learning about music and writing lyrics, taking my poetry basically and turning it into music. And we're doing some electronic, some rock and roll, some jazzy, acid jazz, improv jazz, funky music. It's really, really fun. And I am realizing that I have an urgency to my work, an urgency about not worrying about being a perfectionist, doing the highest quality art that I can do. But I have an urgency about wanting to publish my work and to be an inspiration and an example to people. I have an interview coming out in Seattle Magazine that will be in print as well as on their website, Seattle Magazine. A really great guy named Brad Holden interviewed me, and I'm really excited about that. And it's about my art car and about my Goddess Kring public access TV show, and I'm part of Seattle history. So I'm really happy about my art car and the music collaborations I'm doing and the visual art I'm doing and working as a full-time freelance pet sitter, art model, dog walker, cat sitter, medical model, standardized patient, as well as an art model. So I have multiple interesting freelance projects. I'm modeling for an artist who's doing body casting with me. That's putting plaster on my torso and arms and legs and creating sculpture from that. I'm very excited about that project. I'm very excited about the idea of letting go of my fear of failure and or success because, you know, if you fail, then people go, oh, see, ha ha ha, I knew you'd fail. And then if you succeed, sometimes people are jealous of you or they think you don't deserve your success. And so the main thing is that kind of takes all the fun out of it if you worry about being competitive and egotistical. And if you focus on just doing what you love, what I want to do is just focus on doing what I love with art and music. And it's okay if I fail. And it's also okay if I succeed. And if people are jealous if I succeed or if people make fun of me when I fail, the important thing is the idea of being a trailblazer like Amanda Palmer, the idea of asking for what you want, the idea of having the audacity to make art and express it and get it out into the world. And I love the attitude of wanting to inspire other people, encouraging other people to do their art, encouraging other people to not just be a spectator. If you want to be a spectator, go for it if that's what makes you happy. But if you want to make music or art or model or sing or dance or act or do any kind of creative thing, cooking, writing, anything artistic, hanging out with animals, you know, being out more out in nature, volunteering for an organization that you love the work of. If you think you can't get a job doing a certain thing, you could maybe volunteer for an organization that will teach you how to do it. I volunteer somewhere out in nature with plants and animals, and I've been doing that for many years, and I love doing that. And I have access to things I wouldn't have access to because I volunteer, and it's a way for me to get away from the city, and I go out and volunteer in nature, and it's just nice and quiet, and I love doing that. So I just wanted to check in and say, check out my YouTube channel. I just updated with more Claxton Kent and Goddess Kring songs, and I'm continuing to update with Dave Flowers' Goddess Kring collaboration. The album is called Kring Flowers Music, and kind of a nod to both Tom Petty on his Wildflowers album, and then Dave Flowers. His real name is Dave Flowers, and I've never met anybody with the last name of Flowers before. It's a beautiful name. So Wildflowers by Tom Petty and Kring Flowers is the name of my album, because Goddess Kring and Dave Flowers are collaborating on music, and that's just a fun name that I came up with. And I'm excited to just keep on making new music and writing lyrics and learning how Dave and I go into the studio and he makes up a rhythm track and a bass line, and then we improv out my poetry. He sometimes does some lyric input, but mostly all the words on our music is written by me right now. And we just plan on continuing to collaborate and making music and doing live performances. One of the places where our art model invited us to play some live music this summer, I'm really excited about that. And I continue to update all of my websites. My main one is shannonkringen.com. If you just Google Shannon Kringen or Goddess Kring, you'll find art and music and poetry and photography and visual art. Recently, I saw some more photos of mine published under the Creative Commons license from my Flickr feed. I have thousands of photos there, and it's free. If you're looking for an interesting photo to publish, I take photos of many different things: plants, animals, self-portraits, water droplets, mud puddle reflections, all kinds of interesting perspectives that I have. I have many different kinds of photos. If you just go to my Flickr, Shannon Kringen on Flickr, you can find artistic photos that you can publish for free on your blog or your website. Just link back to me and give me photo credit. I'm happy to have my art useful to others. I've been sending my Kringonian Pizzazz poetry book and my Kring Flowers music CD to people, friends and family and fans of my art who want it. If you would like to listen to my music, if you want to stream it online, you can, or if you actually want a CD. I still play CDs in my car. I play my own music CD in my car. I'm learning my own songs, because when I write my poetry and I record lyrics with Dave, I don't necessarily always remember everything that I just wrote. I just write it and record it, and then I actually have to learn it, which is kind of funny to me. Just like I'm singing along with a Tom Petty or a Tori Amos song, I have to sing along to my own Goddess Kring music and memorize it and learn it so I can perform it live. So thanks for listening. Have a great day, everyone. Hope you're having a good day and doing what you love, and focus on what you love and see what you can manifest. Life is an experiment. Bye for now. This is Goddess Kring signing off. Brrr.